Hey, folks, before you listen to this episode, make sure you already know what happens in the first five Amber books by Roger Zelazny, because I'm going to spoil it a little bit, and so be warned. All right, let's get to it.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
10, 9, 8, 7, ignition sequence started. All engines are started. We have ignition, 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff. We have a liftoff, and it's lighting up the area. It's just like daylight here at Kennedy Space Center. The Saturn V is moving off the pad. It is now clear of the tower.
Hello, and welcome to the White Rocket Podcast, brought to you by White Rocket Entertainment in association with the Earth Station One Network. It's one long conversation with a variety of guests about the best of popular culture. I'm Van Allen Plexico, and this is a special report emergency episode because we have just in the last 24 hours learned that Robert Kirkman, the writer, creator, producer of The Walking Dead on AMC, has, I'm trying to think of the right word for this, he has announced that he will be doing The Chronicles of Amber by Roger Zelazny as a television show. Now, obviously, there's a lot of what we call development hell that a show can end up in between somebody wanting to do it and it actually being done. I get that. We've been there many, 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 many times with lots of projects that would be wonderful. Amber itself has been in and out of development hell for probably 40 years because different people have talked about doing it as things, everything from a sci-fi channel miniseries to a movie or a series of movies to whatever. But I think the main thing here in operation is two things. One is that Game of Thrones has become a game changer in this sort of arena because just like, you know, 15 years ago or whatever, when Lord of the Rings movies came out, suddenly you started getting more fantasy for the first time. And now with Game of Thrones, you're starting to get more adult fantasy. And by adult fantasy, I mean stuff that's not cutesy pie for little kids. It's more grown-up drama and adventure and strong character pieces, but in, you know, but with fantastical elements to it. And I think that certainly the Amber books of Zelazny qualify on that score, and I think that Kirkman and the other producers, they perceive that, and they know that it would be an outstanding property to do in this way. So I've got several things. This is going to be a short episode, but I've got a few things to say about it. First, let me just tell you what the Hollywood Reporter said yesterday afternoon about this. They broke the story yesterday, July 19th, and here's how they put it. I'm not going to read it verbatim, but I'm going to hit the highlights so you'll have as much information as I do and anyone else does. Man, I'm wanting hourly updates on this. I want to set my iPhone up to where it constantly gives me updates, even if there's no update. I mean, I cannot stress to you guys how big this is to me. I mean, this is, you know, there are Star Wars fans out there for whom when the 1999 prequel, The Phantom Menace came out, to them that was, until of course it sucked, that was like the biggest event in their lives, you know, since the original came out. There are people that having Star Wars come back as The Force Awakens was the biggest, you know, pop culture thing in their lives. There are people that finally having Lord of the Rings as movies a few years ago, and I was certainly among that crowd. You know, that was one of the biggest pop culture things ever in my life. You know, there are all kinds of properties that people wait their entire lives to finally see made into a television or a movie, a television show or a movie, something like that. Game of Thrones is one that people were really waiting on. But I have to say, I can't think of any other property that has not been made into a movie or a TV show that I am more excited about, that I am more desperate for. You know, the first books came out in the late 60s and through the 70s, the first five. And we have waited basically my entire life for this to actually happen. Again, I know it hasn't happened yet, and it may not happen. But this is the first movement that we've had in this area, the first any glimmer of hope we have had in this area in so, so long that I can't help but be excited about it. So here's what Hollywood Reporter reported on July 19th, 2016 about this. They said, Roger Zelazny's book series has been credited as one of the main inspirations for Game of Thrones. They got to get that in there right at the very beginning. The Walking Dead creator, Robert Kirkman, is looking to find TV's next Game of Thrones, and so he and his Skybound Entertainment banner partner, Dave Alpert, are adapting beloved science fiction fantasy franchise Chronicles of Amber for television. Kirkman and Alpert are teaming with Vincent Newman Entertainment to develop Roger Zelazny book series for television. A search is underway for a writer to adapt the book series. I'm like, dude, I'm right here. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm easy to find. I will be happy to adapt the series. I can do it. I'm up for it. Give me a call, Robert and Dave. I'm totally willing to give it a shot. I did it. I adapted it as an outline of a TV series about 15 years ago. It's massive spoilers, but if you go to plexico.net and scroll all the way to the bottom, you will see my pop culture pages, and one of them is Amber, and I have there a whole outline of how to break it down into maybe a 4-hour, 2-part Sci-Fi Channel miniseries. This is actually turning it into a TV series, so I'm imagining they're going to stretch the story out over quite a number of hours of entertainment, which sounds very good to me. It has been credited as one of the main inspirations for George R. R. Martin's Game of Thrones. Kirkman and Alpert will executive produce alongside Newman with a goal to take out the project to cable, streaming, and premium cable networks. There's a bit here about the books. Skybound CEO Alpert says, Chronicles of Amber is one of my favorite book series of all time and one of my main inspirations for working in film and television. Getting to produce this project is the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. Amen, brother. I hear you. And he says, I can't wait to share this amazing story with a new generation of fans. Absolutely true. This is something that needs new fans, right? We're all getting older. New people need to find out about this series and get in on it. He added, the greatness of the Amber universe is attested to by its millions of fans across the globe, as well as its influence on so many other literary works. I can't think of better partners than David and Robert with which to bring the Amber novels to television and other platforms. Then they talk about how Roger Zelazny, who passed away in 1995, is one of three important friends listed on George R. R. Martin's personal website. I guess that means he has the blessing of Game of Thrones creator this property has its blessing. Martin called Zelazny, quote, a storyteller without peer who created worlds as colorful and exotic and memorable as any our genre has ever seen, unquote. This marks Skybound's latest TV foray. It joins AMC's The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, as well as Cinemax's Outcast. The company is also prepping some other shows, including Heroes and Villains, The History of Comics for AMC. That sounds good. Chronicles of Amber comes as Game of Thrones continues to be the gold standard for genre series. HBO's Emmy-winning drama led the pack of nominations for the third year in a row, with multiple networks looking for a slice of the fantasy pie. Starz has found success with Outlander, while MTV renewed the Shannara Chronicles for a second season, among others. Yeah, I'll mention Outlander is a good example. I think that Amber has as much in common with Outlander in a way, not in terms of the really adult themes of that show, but just how it looks and feels. It's got a very gritty, realistic feel to it that I think Amber could emulate. So, all right, that is the story as reported by Leslie Goldberg at The Hollywood Reporter. Very, very excited about that. Now, let me move a couple of things around here, and I'll tell you. One thing I want to point out is that Sean Michael Vogt and I did two episodes of this program, maybe three, in fact. I think I broke one of them in half. We've done at least three episodes, now that I think about it. So let me just type in here. I should have had this prepared already, but this is an emergency. Remember, this is an emergency show. So I'm going to find here. Here's the, you know, if you go to plexico.blogspot.com, you can find a list of every White Rocket episode we've ever done. And so I'm just going to zip down here and see if I can find where last summer Sean Michael Vogt and I did. Aha! Episode 68, we talked about the first couple of books or so, episode 68, and then episode 76 and 77, we finished out the first five books, the Corwin books. So you can go to our archives at whiterocket.podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, whiterocket.podbean.com, and you can listen to all our episodes we've already done about Amber. Sean and I are planning to do the second five books. We're going to talk about the Merlin books now that we've done the Corwin books. I imagine at some point we'll even do the three books that were done later about Oberon by a different author whose name escapes me. Let me turn around and look. Betancourt, John Betancourt. Yeah. Okay. So we may even talk about that. Now, while we're talking about adapting Amber to the screen, I want to point out, you know, over the years, one of the big hobbies of Amber fans has been to cast the series and come up with what actors should play what roles in a TV show or a movie. Now, there's a couple of problems. One of the problems is that time goes by and these people get older, and so they no longer really fit the parts. Another problem is that if you tried to fill out a 15 to 20 person main cast, including all nine princes, the princesses, three or four, depending on how much importance you give to Luella, and the other major supporting characters like Ganelon, Oberon, and Merlin, and Dara, Dworkin, and so on, you start really, you know, if you put major actors in all those spots, there's just no way it's going to happen. A bunch of them are going to have to be unknowns. In fact, depending on what network, you know, ends up with this show, probably a lot of them are going to have to be unknowns just to be able to afford to do it. That being said, it's a lot of fun to fantasize about the cast. So I've done it before a few times, but before I came on the air today, I put together my latest off the top of my head list. Here are the actors I see in like the 15 to 20 major roles in this, in the five original Corwin books. Here's how I see them if it could be my dream cast. Okay. And I'm sure there are other actors out there that would be, better. But these are the ones that just came to my mind as I sat down and thought about who would be great in each role. So I'm going to run down the list of 15 or 20 major characters in the first five Amber books, the Corwin cycle, and who I see, you know, in a dream world, if we could get whatever cast we wanted. These are the ones that immediately come to mind. And again, like I said, I'm sure you can come up with plenty of others that would be just as good or better. But here's what came to me this morning, okay? So Corwin, first up, our hero, Corwin. It used to be Timothy Dalton. He's gotten way too old. And Gerard Butler was talked about for a while, but he's kind of old too. I'm going to say Aidan Turner. Aidan Turner's the guy that I currently want to be the next James Bond. He was the dwarf that was in love with the elf in The Hobbit. He is also Poldark in the BBC PBS show Poldark, which is really good. And I just think he would make a great Corwin. He's got the black hair and he's handsome, you know, rugged and all that. I think he'd be a good choice for Corwin. So Aidan Turner. For Random, there's one actor I've always imagined playing Random. And again, I'm sure there are other people that could come up with other names. But for Random, I really like Mackenzie Crook. Mackenzie Crook was the second banana guy in the British version of The Office, and he's also been in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies as one of the pirates. but he's just got that scrawny, bony, tousled, blonde-headed look that I kind of associate with Random. There, again, I can probably think of a couple of others that would work well as Random, but he's the one that comes to my mind immediately. He may be too old, too, so I'm sure there's others. For Eric, how about Luke Evans from The Hobbit? He'd be a good he and Aidan Turner would go well together. Luke Evans played Bard, the bowman, the archer, in the Hobbit movies. So he might make a good, semi-villainous brother to Aidan Turner as Corwin. For Deirdre, I kind of like Eva Green. I guess it's because she's very striking. She's dark-headed like the two of them, and they're all supposed to be, you know, closely related. And related in the terms of having the same mother and father as... The same mother as well as the same father, obviously, Oberon. I just butchered that whole paragraph. I'm sorry. But what I'm trying to say is that Eric, Corwin, and Deirdre all are supposed to have black hair and be basically very closely... they're not half brothers and sisters. They're full, I believe. So Deirdre, Eva Green, I'm sure there's somebody younger that, you know, up and coming that would work. But she's kind of who I imagine for Deirdre. For Flora, you know... There's a lot of actresses that could play Flora, because what you need is somebody that's kind of flighty and Marilyn Monroe-ish, kind of la-di-da. But I'm kind of imagining Natalie Dormer right now from Game of Thrones and The Tudors. Natalie Dormer would be interesting as Flora. You'd have to give her a blonde wig or something, but she could play that kind of bouncy, flouncy, kind of, you know, not that serious in a way, but also shrewd enough, you know, character. For Fiona... Now, this is going to seem trite, I guess, but I guess I'm thinking Carice Van Houten from Game of Thrones also. She's the Red Witch, and I guess I'm thinking redheaded and witch and sorceress, so that's just who comes to mind for Fiona. There's lots of others that could be Fiona, I'm sure, so I'm not stuck to that one at all. For Benedict, if he was younger, I think James Purefoy from Rome and The Following... and Hap and Leonard and a bunch of other stuff would be great, because he's got kind of that rugged military look that Benedict would need. But honestly, and maybe it's just the name, but I could also see Benedict Cumberbatch playing Benedict, just because he's tall and kind of slender and gangly, but he can do the very, you know, deep voice, serious character that Benedict is. So I know that's two very different actors playing the same role, but both of them strike me as capable of doing it to a certain degree. For Julian, I never finished this one out. I had a younger James Purefoy as Julian, and it's kind of like as Julian gets older, he gets more like Benedict. I think that's a fair description, honestly. I really do. But for Julian, you're going to need another brunette, another kind of dour, serious-looking guy. Sirian Hines, that played Julius Caesar on Rome, would have been good, again, when he was younger, but these are all older. So I'm going to leave Julian's casting open, maybe. And I'll allow you guys come up with something, because I'm having a hard time thinking of that one. I thought I'd already found something, but I'd skipped it, apparently. I've got a good Gerard. For Gerard, the big muscle-bound brother, I'm thinking Ray Stevenson. And again, one of the problems with my casting here is these people are all different ages, and the brothers and sisters are supposed to, they're all, you know, centuries old, but they're supposed to all look in their early 30s, more or less, late 20s, early 30s. So, I understand that my casting is all over the map in terms of age. Hey, I put it together in 5 minutes. So, again, if you've got better ideas, share them with me. But I'm going to go with Ray Stevenson as Gerard. And while we're in Rome, let's have Kane be Kevin McKidd. So we reunite the Rome duo of Ray Stevenson and Kevin McKidd. Kevin McKidd would make a good Kane. He's a seaman. He's an archer. Ray Stevenson is good as the big muscle-bound guy. They make a good combination together, I think. I'd love to see the scene where Gerard and Kane are on the two ships chasing Corwin and Blaze, and you've got the two Rome guys as the two characters. That would be kind of cool. For Brand, originally I might have thought Tobias Menzies from Outlander and Game of Thrones, but he may be too old too. So what about for Brand? What if we used Alfie Allen from Game of Thrones? Theon. He might be an interesting Brand. I'm not sure. For Blaze, again, kind of older, but I always imagined Damian Lewis from Homeland in this role, and from Wolf Hall. and Dreamcatcher and a bunch of stuff. So a younger Damian Lewis would be good as Blaze or as Brand, honestly. Either one of those characters. They kind of look the same. It's just Brand is more of a magician and Blaze is more of a soldier, but there's a bleed over between those two character types, I think, you know. In other words, Blaze is a little bit of a magician, too, just not as good as Brand. I'm not sure Brand is much of a soldier. For Oberon, I always kind of wanted Brendan Gleeson, although the guy that played the King, Robert, in the first scene of Game of Thrones would be good, too. I'm just imagining a kind of a big, jolly, although can get very dark and serious guy who's older. And Brendan Gleeson, if you saw him in Kingdom of Heaven, I think really looked like, well, I would kind of imagine Oberon with a big beard and everything. Maybe I'm just stereotyping that idea of the older king. Ganelon, when he's in the Ganelon form, he has to look different so nobody knows who he is. And honestly, you know a neat idea? How about Graham McTavish, Dougal or McDougal, whatever his name is, from Outlander. He was also one of the dwarves in The Hobbit. It's kind of a neat idea to have Ganelon be maybe sounding Scottish. We certainly know that Graham McTavish can do that from Outlander. So I think he would be an interesting Ganelon. He's a little older, so you wouldn't want him as one of the brothers, but he could be the alternate form there of Oberon. Let's see. Dworkin. I think I've got the perfect actor for Dworkin. How about Anton Lesser? Anton Lesser is in Wolf Hall as he played, I believe, Cromwell. And he was in the recent Hollow Crown remake of Henry V playing Exeter. And he's probably best known right now as Qyburn on Game of Thrones. He would make a pretty cool Dworkin. But again, so would his running mate on Wolf Hall, Mark Rylance, would make a good Dworkin too. Mark Rylance, who played, who's the star of Wolf Hall as, no, you know what? I keep saying to my wife that Anton Lesser was Cromwell. No, Mark Rylance was Cromwell. He's the main character in Wolf Hall. Anton Lesser played, Sir Thomas More. That was it. Okay, but either one of them would be great. And, of course, we're going to have Mark Rylance coming up soon in the movie version of Ready Player One. He's going to play the Anorak, you know, the creator of the Oasis. I can't think of his name. James Halliday. Yeah. We're almost to the end. For Dara, how about Evangeline Lilly so that she gets to romance Aidan Turner all over again? Huh? That might be neat. And then finally, Merlin. How about Kit Harington? I think Kit Harington would make an awesome Merlin because he's dark-headed. He kind of looks like Aidan Turner a little bit. He could be his son. I think that would be a really cool casting coup to have him in there. So I know that was kind of heavy on Game of Thrones and Rome and Wolf Hall and The Hobbit and all that, but that's just kind of where my brain was going thinking about fantasy characters. So if you've got some better choices, by all means, let me know. I guess in closing here, I'm going to wrap this up. This was just a short emergency episode to let everybody know that we could be getting a Chronicles of Amber TV series. We don't know when. We don't know who. We don't know how. They haven't even written anything yet. It could be coming. But I guess I'll wrap up by saying that this is absolutely my favorite book series. Nine Princes in Amber, my favorite book. Corwin, one of my favorite fictional characters. It's such a great world. It's got the great mechanism of the Trumps and walking through shadows, and the Amber is the real world. Everything else are shadow worlds, and it offers endless possibilities. You can go anywhere and do anything, literally anything in the Amber universe by walking in shadow. So I just think it would be a great jumping off point, not just maybe for the five original books, the later five books. You could do anything with this universe, you know. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they come up with. And lastly, I'll say I did ask Trent Zelazny yesterday, Roger Zelazny's middle son, who is the great author, up-and-coming author. I asked Trent if he had any thoughts about this, and he said he was not able to comment. I take that as a very good sign. It means maybe he's involved, and it means maybe he's under a non-disclosure agreement already, and things are kind of moving. That would be fantastic. So All right, I'm going to bring this to a close. The Rocket's going to get on out of here for another week. I had to bump the two James Bond episodes back an episode. So episode 102 and episode 103 will be John Ringer and me ranking the James Bond theme music songs. We'll get those up in a few days, but I hope that you are as excited as I am about Amber. And the Rocket's going to get on out here for another week, and we'll see you guys down the road.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at ESONetwork.com.
This has been a White Rocket Entertainment production.